Welcome to the Floor Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of February, and I'm recording at 9:21 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, now a quieter day here for the most part, well, at least for some markets. Now, the Asia-Pacific sector in terms of stock markets did really quite well following on from the strong gains that they had seen on Wednesday in Europe and also the USA. So we started off, well, actually everything was up except for the China A shares, and the China A shares were only down a very small margin. Just a few points. But Japan, one of the best performers here, up 2.25%, just over 2.25%. And China Enterprises Index out of Hong Kong, that was up 3%. And a lot of gains of over 1%, and including Australia, again, up 2.25% overall. So a solid performance generally. Will they be able to match that tomorrow? I don't think so. And reason why in a moment. But looking at Europe. Now, Europe's gains were paired. Many of them moved to losses as the day progressed. Germany still wound up nearly a percentage point higher. That was by far the best performance in Europe. The French CAC index was up just 0.15 of a percentage point, and everything else was down. Not big hits, really, but they were all lower, and that includes the UK stock market, just under 1% overall. It had a very big day to the upside yesterday on resources, but some of those weakened. Now, on Wall Street, we had, Wall Street mostly traded below the close of Wednesday, and we saw little back and forth, in and out of profit, nothing dramatic, but the Dow closed down 0.25%, the S&P was down almost 0.5 percentage point, and the NASDAQ 100 composite, beg your pardon, the NASDAQ composite was down just over 1%. That suggests to me that we have certainly seen a loss of momentum here in the technical rally. It was quite powerful, albeit only for 3 days, really. But we're back closer to some potential resistance areas, and needless to say, there's plenty of nervousness around overall. That's probably going to weigh on the Asia-Pacific markets tomorrow, unless there's some very good news that breaks through, but not much good news has been breaking through here recently. Now, Canada, 0.5 percentage point higher. Those are really the main highlights here. What happened overall in government bonds? Well, the U.S. 10-year yields, they dropped again. A lot of nervousness. And 1.739, nervousness in terms of economic recovery, nervousness in terms of stock markets. And the VIX, though, actually dipped a little bit further, 21.68. Looking at currencies here, the dollar index is at 96.91, so that's a little higher here today. It's still just over 3 points below that very important psychological 100 level. It's steadier than I would like to see it, and the last thing that the U.S. economy, or I think the global economy, would want to see here right now would be an appreciation in the U.S. dollar. That would certainly cause a further headwind. Not that we don't have enough headwinds, given all the uncertainty that that is around. Now, reflecting, well, let's just, other currencies here. The yen is a little bit easier here at 113.18. That will not help the Japanese stock market tomorrow, in all probability. The euro, slightly easier, 1.1102. Sterling is actually a fraction firmer, 1.4330. China, very quiet against the U.S. And for once, India didn't hit a new low in here today on its currency. Okay, so reflections of nervousness. Well, how about gold up almost $25 as I speak? It's taking it back up to $1,233 and change. Now, platinum did not benefit. 946, that's down just over $3. Palladium's down over $12, 503.70. But the monetary metals, and that's certainly gold and silver. Silver is 10 cents higher in here as I speak. This is getting after hours trading. It's at $15.48. So that's an impressive performance here by gold today. But, you know, it did have that strong rally and some acceleration. So it is still overbought here. And I'd be a little bit wary. Also, I think fear is not the strongest factor or best reason to actually buy gold. But you know, there are negative interest rates all over the place, and who's going to leave money in a bank if they face negative interest rates? Well, you'd be out of your mind to do it. So they'd rather have gold, and there's a logic, or silver. So there's a logic there. Crude oil was firm early in the day, but then it lost those gains. The Brent was up at 35.73 at the high. That was this morning, but it's now just under $34 at 33.99 as I speak. That's down 51 cents on the day, and the WTI. Was higher for most of the day, got up to this morning to 31.98, but is 30.48 right now, and that's down 18 cents. And looking elsewhere, I see soft commodities a little bit weaker here for the most part, and industrial metals. They're a little bit weaker in here for the most part as well. And on that note, now Owen will be back from his exams here tomorrow. I will be away because I'm giving a speech which has been mentioned in the comment of the day section, giving a speech at the Shard, which is being it's really at a seminar held there by the Society of Technical Analysts in the UK, and also Warwick University MBA graduates. So that's what I'll be doing, but I will be back on Monday. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.